Blog Talk Radio.
Ride of your life. I want to present to some and introduce to others your host for Anything But Ordinary Radio, Mr. Michael McCleary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Anything But Ordinary Radio. I can't believe it is the end of the year already. We're almost done with 2010, and we'll be launching soon with 2011. And real quick identification, yes, this is Michael McCleary, as I was just introduced by Mr. Chris Gloss. And we have a great show for you tonight. We call this the Bust of 2010. And we're not going to have audio clips from the show. What we actually did was said, who were some of our favorite guests? And we went out and got them and brought some of not only our favorite guests, but some of the fans' favorite guests for this show. So we were excited to get going because we have so many people to get through and go through. And we're just excited to get going. And real quickly, too, I want to bring on my co-host, if I can get her here. There we go. Maria, are you on with us right now? Maria? Maybe not. Jed, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? The hostess with the mostest.
Jed Rick is with us. Jed's kind of filling in, and I thought Maria might be there, but I've not seen her at the moment. I thought one person was her, but that was not Maria. Anyways, Maria is our co-host. I got all these people calling in from L.A., you know, and I got to figure out area codes and everything else. Jed Ray is filling in with us. Maria had some things that she had to take care of, and we didn't know if she was going to be here live with us or not, and as soon as she'll be able to jump in, she will, but she had some things that were way more important to take care of than this show. So I'm just glad to have Jed on. Jed, so...
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
Well, we've got a fun show, and we've got a whole bunch of people with us tonight. We have, and Jed, I know you saw the lineup, so catch me if I miss somebody. We have... We have you, of course, and Rick Mixter. The two of you are going to be on first with me. Then we have Shanna Smith is going to be with us. We have Jacqueline Haddon and Tanoa Bond, Kiki Richardson, Phil Gornai, and Harry Shade. Did I miss anybody?
Nope, you got them all.
I got them all? Awesome. So as you can see, it's going to be a power-packed hour. We are coming to you live here every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And our goal is to motivate you, give you some real great information, some just things to think about, some great interviews. And our goal also is to entertain you a little bit, too. If you would like to call in and ask a question of any of our guests, we will try to get as many people on as possible, but like I said, it's going to be full. Feel free to call in at 347-857-3760. That's 347-857-3760. You can talk to us live here on the call-in line, and you can also join us in our chat room.
I'm just loading it up right now.
But you can join us in our chat room. And also, too, for new users who do join our chat room, just to let you know that with the chat room, you need to have a Blog Talk Radio account in order to post in the chat room, in order to talk in the chat room. You're welcome to be there and listen in to see what's going on. But if you'd like to ask a question, please take that 30 seconds or so to sign up for our free Blog Talk Radio account, and you can join us in the chat room and ask any questions you would like of our guests there. Sometimes it's even easier to leave a question for our guest in our chat room versus trying to reach us in our call-in lines if they are absolutely full. So with that, I'm about ready to get started. Jed, any thoughts before we go? My new co-host for the now?
I do. Wait. I got to turn on my other side of the computer here. Speakers go off. Okay. I would just say that I'm looking forward. I'm really, really looking forward. And so there's some new energy coming, and there's some 2011 is going to be an awesome year. Not to take away from the positive things of 2010, but 2011 is shaping up to be pretty amazing. Can't wait.
It's going to be awesome. And I know for you, you've got a lot of things that you want to do different. Not necessarily like better or anything, but just some different things that you want to do. And we're going to make this an awesome 2011. We have some great guests that are going to be with us to give you some great information about 2011. And I want you to check all of them out because they're all great, wonderful people for you to get a chance to get to know and check out. So we really, really do encourage you to do that. And with that, I'm going to bring on our first guest, Mr. Rick Mixter. And Rick, for those of you who don't know Rick, he is an adventurer, a filmmaker, video man extraordinaire, and also one of the most important things is he is a really, really great friend of mine. He was actually on our first show, and so it's exciting to bring back someone from show number one to the last show of the year. And so, Rick, how are you doing tonight?
Mike and Chad, I'm doing awesome, other than a sore throat and a cold that's finally going away.
Well, we're thankful you joined us with the sore throat and the cold.
Well, powered with some cough drops, I think I can easily get through it. If we made it through 2010, we're going to make it through this.
So, seriously,
as I look back, I mean, I think that was the biggest achievement. You know, if you look at the economy that we had, that any business that survived that, with many of the businesses in our area, especially hard hit by the auto industry, in Michigan, especially Saginaw, boy, that would probably be the big story.
Yeah, and being the former reporter, you know a lot about big stories, having covered so many of them. For us not only surviving, but for you, what was your? I can think of a number of great memories, at least for me, of you this year. But what was your biggest memory of 2010?
I would say professionally, it was the release of my first book, and we did a tour that went from Milwaukee to Chicago. We did Ontario, just all over the place, sharing Great Lakes history with people, and just the reaction we got from the book was more than I ever expected. Paid it off immediately, which was bigger than I ever thought, and just I think the changes that it would bring to me professionally. That was probably one of the big ones. And then a really cool concert that we had with musician Dan Hall talking about history. And that was at the State Theater, which was cool because it was the same theater that you debuted Anything But Ordinary, the documentary. So it meant a lot to me to not only have the same theater, but to have you in the audience was just as cool.
That was an awesome concert. And let me tell you, if anybody gets a chance to see Mr. Hall and Jed in concert. Rick, but Jed did a great concert too.
Jed
can jam with us.
That's right, baby.
This is what happens when you host, produce, do everything on the show at once. And this is the one thing that's going to change, just so everybody knows. Beginning next year, I won't be producing the show anymore, or at least not as much as I do now. So that is going to be a huge relief for me. That I'm not only manning the switchboard, but also I can just talk to our guests and not worry about the other stuff. But, no, it was a great concert, and I highly recommend anybody who gets a chance to see Rick and Dan Hall do that show. It was tremendous. Are you going to be doing a DVD to put out there? Because it was amazing.
Yeah, we probably won't do the DVD right away. We're using some of the camera work that we had at the Bay City concert to get new concerts that we want to do, and we're looking at Chicago. We've got an offer in Alpena, Marquette. So there's some really cool. It'd be nice to go home up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and do a show up there. So we've had a lot of really cool positive talk about getting us into these different places. And Dan's moving. He was up north for a while, and now he's going to be moving down to the Flint area again, which is going to make it a lot more conducive to us doing that. So we're really excited about that. And that certainly was a highlight and something we'd like to do a lot more of. We just could really see how that live performance can really show people more about their heritage, especially our Marine heritage, but share a lot of stories that have really disappeared. So it was a lot of fun to do that. And we're still working on new stuff, too. I mean, I spent the whole summer touring remote lighthouses in the middle of Lake Superior, 50 miles out in the middle of a rock, filming out there where a horrible explosion occurred. And another lighthouse in Lake Huron, another one in Lake Michigan where scouts were fixing it up. So we've got a cool documentary for PBS that we'll be working on as the lakes get frozen and I can't swim in them anymore. I'm going to have to do something. So I'll be doing a lot of editing and writing on that as well. So this is a good time of year to do that. You know, when I can't get into the water, I can actually do all of my producing stuff, which is great. And then research for my Lake Erie show, which will be coming up next year too.
Rick,
you are
quick question.
Busy man.
Do you,
sure.
Quick question, Rick. On the documentary, do you have an idea of when that's going to be finished and released?
Yeah, I would guess probably in April is normally our cycle. We get it down where, you know, most of our summers are spent in the water, and then the falls,
right.
Of course, I spend a lot of time in the woods looking for Bambi and all of her relatives. But then the rest of the winter time are really when we get to work on our other projects. And around the holidays, my clients get a, you know, it slows down, so it gives me a perfect opportunity to start logging and editing. And then that makes it get the editing done by March, and then by April we'll offer the show to PBS, and then they usually take another 2 months. So we probably won't see anything on PBS until July. Maybe the fund drives that they do in July would be a great opportunity for us too, but we need to work on our publicity stuff with them as well, and that could also delay it a little bit. But a lot of great interest in it, some great history on the lighthouses, and as many people know, they're very much endangered. We're going to lose these offshore lighthouses because, unfortunately, they're impossible to maintain, and they're hard to get to, and most out of sight, out of mind. And we're going to lose, of the 180 lighthouses or so in Michigan, we'll probably lose more than half of them.
Yeah, we've also lost a lot here on the Pacific Coast. I'm out in Oregon, and it's only about a 45-minute drive to the Pacific Coast. And, of course, in the Northwest, we've refurbished several, but many of them have gone by the wayside. So I'm very familiar with the process.
That's important. We can't save them all. I mean, obviously, it's got to be a money-making, you know, possibility for these historical societies to take these over, or these municipalities. And if it's out in the middle of the lake, it's a little hard to do that. But there are some, and one of the stories we'll tell is Detour, which was a $1.5 million renovation that was some creative financing and certainly well worth it. There's people that can spend the summer on the lighthouse now, and they can, you know, help keep it clean, which is important with those nasty seagulls always attacking. So really cool stories, and we're excited to tell them. And that certainly was a highlight of my year.
Cool.
So, Rick, what's your advice for 2011? For all of our listeners who are out there, you know, you said, here in Michigan in particular, we've seen some real rough times, survived a rough couple of years. What's your outlook for 2011, and what are your thoughts?
We've seen business increase from easily in the spring, which was the worst summer or winter and spring that we've ever had professionally. But we're seeing now a resurgence, and GM now standing on its own 2 feet. We just bought a brand new Traverse, which sadly it's a GM car, but it's built, you know, elsewhere. It's built in Mexico, and even their Equinox is being built in Canada, which we're all happy for them, but unfortunately those were all being built in Michigan. So we're seeing a switch from being the assembly areas. We'll do a lot with the electric cars locally here, and that'll mean some business for me video-wise, but I think the heydays that we're used to will be gone simply because we're not doing most of the manufacturing. We still have a lot of the automotive steering gear and brake and chassis and stuff like that in Saginaw, which has just been bought up by foreign companies, which is good news for us. I mean, there's an investment now and maybe a little more solid news. So I'm excited about that for my business. My product line continues to grow. as I get better, you know, literally get better at learning how to promote them. And every year we find new markets that we never thought of. I was in a catalog for schools to raise fundraising with, and we sold a ton of DVDs. And it's kind of neat to think that we're not only getting the word out of Michigan history, but we're making money for these schools so they can pay for programs that, again, if they've been hard hit as these companies close down and we lose funding for our schools, and they shift it around and make it difficult for school districts to survive. It's neat to kind of be part of that program that'll help bring in, you know, maybe the things they can't normally get, like field trips and playground equipment and stuff like that, or even books in many cases. So that was kind of cool as well. I like that. So we're seeing the economy come back. I'm real excited about it. Otherwise, I think I would have packed my parachute and jumped. But literally, I think it's coming back, and we're excited about it. I think a lot of people in Michigan have gone through it. We're in the cold dead of winter right now with you know, freezing temperatures, and it's real tough to be super optimistic. But I've seen a lot of stuff coming in.
Now, wait a minute, Rick, though. I got to say one thing, though. Wait a minute. You said,
yes,
I'd take my parachute and jump. Most people would be scared to jump out of a plane. But, Rick, we know better. You will jump out of a good, perfectly good plane, won't you?
Oh, I'd jump out and do flips and everything. And I'd land in the water, too. I like taking camera angles that other people don't do. And certainly, you know, being a father, I've done a lot less skydiving than that. In fact, I got my pilot's license, so now instead of going just down, I can go up again, which has been vastly improved my abilities. But we're also seeing personally a change with my youngest son is now leaving the house. He's going to work in Chicago. My middle son's in Chicago, and my daughter's in medical school. So we're going to have an empty nest here as well. So big changes, positive changes here, but a little sadness, too, as we turn a chapter that now we're not raising kids anymore. And I've done that for 25 years with my wife, Sheila, and that's going to be a little different as well. So we're really excited. 2011 has got a lot of possibilities, a lot new, more new freedoms, and we'll see what happens. In fact, we're betting it all. We're going to Vegas on the 14th, so we'll see what happens.
Put it all on Red 7, all right, when you walk in?
You got it.
Red,
I'm in.
Seven,
I'm going to take that.
Let it run.
Red 7. Ow!
So we've got just a minute left. You know, I just think a great question for our listeners would be, you know, we're talking about memorable moments of this year, but I'd love to ask you just what are some of your, in 60 seconds or less, what are some of your, yeah, I know you love that one. What are some of your, what's your most memorable, like, crazy things you've done? I mean, you've, you know, dove the Edmund Fitzgerald, you've jumped out of airplanes, you've flown around the world in B-52s. You know, what's been the most amazing things that you go, wow, that's just crazy?
I think flying the F-16 at 9 G's, being in a cage with vampire bats. I've been down. I went hunting alligators with Ted Nugent. There's been all kinds of fun things. Never, I wouldn't say too crazy. I mean, people might look at it and go, "Oh my God, that's crazy." But I've always felt very safe. The skydiving, scuba diving, stuff like that. So they're all kind of up there.
Especially with Nugent.
Oh, yeah, Uncle Ted, great hunter, a great example to our kids, you know, staying away from drugs and alcohol. You know, a lot of people can't take him because he's out of control, but he's our voice, and he certainly represents our hunters, that's for sure.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
Well, Rick, thanks again for joining us. I really, really appreciate you taking the time here. Like I said, you got a bad cold and everything else, and you still stopped by to join us. I really, really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to another awesome 2011 with you.
Likewise, my friend. I'm so impressed with what you've done with the show. That's one of my other favorite things of 2010 is how incredibly good you've gotten at interviewing and putting the show together and doing it all, making seriously like flawlessly getting through it. People don't understand that. After many years in radio and TV, I know what it takes to do that, and that's one of the things I'm impressed with.
Oh, well, thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
You bet, buddy.
Awesome. Well, that was Rick Meister. Thanks again for joining us. We will catch you on the flip side next year.
Sounds great. Take care, Jed. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was Rick Mixter of Airworthy Productions. If you'd like to find out more about Rick, and normally we introduce, say, where can you find out more about this person? Go to www.airworthy.tv. You can find him there. You can also find him at www.lakefury.com. Find all of his DVDs. Just an amazing individual, and so glad to have him as a friend. And with that, Jed, any thoughts
What's
before
that?
We turn next? Before I get to our next caller?
Hey, man, I'm keeping it going, bud. I'm keeping it going.
I see that.
We're having a great
evening.
I'm
hoping we have our right person on this next call. We're crossing our fingers, all right? You ready, Jed?
Go for it. Ready, go.
All right. Caller from the 714. How are you doing?
I'm good. This is Shayna. How are you?
Hey, Shayna. That's what I was praying for. I was going, all right, I know everybody else who's on this.
We got a new switchboard. See, that's the problem. We got new switchboards.
Well, it probably didn't help much that I didn't give you my phone number.
Yeah, that was a slight issue, but that's all right. See, what I was hoping Jed would do is that he was going to run
She
with
doesn't
it
give
for,
that stuff
you know,
out. You got to be careful.
Yeah, I know. But I was hoping he was going to run with it for like 60 seconds. I could switch over and check, you know, but he kind of just left me hanging there. So we just had to, pray that it was you.
I was reading Tanoa's messages. Oh, well.
Well, Shayna, it's like, number one, so glad to have you with us. But number two, I mean, the biggest reason we have you here on the show is to talk about Project Gratitude. So if you wouldn't mind, maybe share a little bit about yourself. And you've been on the show before, but for any of our listeners who've not met you, a little bit about you, and then also about Project Gratitude and what you're doing to really bring some hope to a lot of young people.
Well, thank you so much, first of all, for inviting me back. Project Gratitude is something that's very close to my heart. I am, as you had said online, the reigning Miss of Southern California. I'm also an Army wife, and my husband is currently deployed in Iraq and will be there for another 8 months or so. So something that came to me last year was the Got Your Back Network, which you can find on gotyourbacknetwork.org. And they assist families of fallen service members. And it's a great program. It was started a few years ago, and we really reach out to families of our service members that have given the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Project Gratitude was started last year by Charlene Hawks, who is a former Miss America, and Darcy Hansen, who is the editor-in-chief of Elin Woman magazine. And Project Gratitude, this year we're bringing 20 widows and their daughters to Miss America to attend the pageant for the weekend. It is courtesy of, I really want to say thank you so much to American Airlines, Planet Hollywood, the Venetian, and the Sands, who have generously given airfare for all of the widows, their children, as well as the volunteers.
Wow.
Planet Hollywood is giving us rooms for the widows and their daughters, which they're also the host hotel for Miss America. The Venetian has reached out and donated rooms generously to the volunteers. So we are so blessed that we're being able to give these women and their daughters such a great weekend. I bonded with my mom over pageants growing up, so it's really exciting to be able to give this kind of an easy way for these women and their daughters to just be able to be that, you know, mom and daughter, and not having the stress of everything else going on in their life. So we're blessed this year.
Yeah, it's a great program, and it's one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on, because, you know, one of the things that I think is most, you know, I'm most grateful for this year is all the things that our servicemen and women are doing for all of us in the United States and all over the world. You know, many of the listeners here are from countries that have servicemen and women in Afghanistan or Iraq or in numerous other places. And even if they aren't serving in a current combat zone, they all do so much for us, whether it's search and rescue or any of the other things, many, many things that they do all the time that aren't talked about. But also, not only are service members so important, but their families. I mean, their families sacrificed by allowing, you know, their loved ones to go off, you know, overseas for 6 months, a year, you know, however long it takes for them to be gone. It's truly an amazing, amazing dedication from all these individuals, and I'm just really glad to have you on to talk about, you know, how we can help support these families.
Well, right now, like I said, with the event coming up, we're looking for, you know, additional media to help bring, like, you know, to help bring a thank you, you know, a larger thank you to the organizations that have so graciously donated, American Airlines, I mean, to donate airfare for 30 people all over the country is just amazing. And I couldn't be more thankful for what they're doing. Right now, we're just trying to raise additional money so that there is no outlay of expense for the widows, for their daughters, for the volunteers, because everyone's kind of, you know, just there to make their weekend perfect. And we're also looking for any type of donations for our gift bags for these women and their daughters, and just to be able to, like I said, make this the best weekend possible. I'm amazed being, you know, the wife of a soldier in Iraq, and that's obviously something that's on my mind every day. So to know that there is an organization out there that I could turn to if the unthinkable happened, and there's so many people that don't know about the organization and all the opportunities that are out there for them. So it's really just kind of trying to bring a little more mention of the things that are out there for these women. We have financial literacy programs and everything to help. So any help that we can get to get this event to go off without a hitch, and so we can just keep doing it every year, we'd love to come back every year and bring a new set of women every year to have this experience.
So, Shana, again, how can all of our listeners get involved, find out more about what's going on with Project Gratitude?
Please, they can go to gotyourbacknetwork.org, and it's under the What We're Doing tab, and it has pictures from last year and a little bit more information, excuse me, about the event and other ways they can help the organization as a whole, or just, you know, this with this specific event. And the event, Project Gratitude, is January 13th through 16th in Las Vegas. So we'll be there all weekend, and we've got a lot of things planned. And they're actually, the Miss America organization is going to do a wonderful tribute to their husband on Friday morning, and a pinning ceremony for each of them. So it's one of those things that's definitely, I'm sure, bittersweet for everybody.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Shana, I really appreciate you, you know, not only doing this, but, again, sharing your husband with all of us as one of our veterans, and also just, you know, here spending this time with us over the holidays. I really appreciate you coming on, and any last words you'd like to share with our audience or thoughts, you know, maybe a memorable moment of 2010 or something you're looking forward to 2011, anything you'd like to share before we bring on our next guest?
Well, I have to say, I've been listening to the show, and all the things everyone has to look forward to is great. I am looking forward to having a husband that is not on a TV screen, which will be very exciting. I'm looking forward to, you know, 2011 is going to be a huge year, I think, for everybody, now that it seems like there's this huge turn in just the way everybody's feeling about life. So I'm really looking forward to 2011 and starting over and starting fresh and putting 2010 behind is a great learning experience.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Shana, thanks so much for joining us. I am so glad to have met you recently, and I'm really looking forward to getting to know you much better in the next year and really helping you out with all the causes and things that you work on. It's amazing and great, and I really appreciate everything that you do for all of us. So thank you.
Well,
and
thank
I'll
you very much.
GotYourBackNetwork.org. And I would just say thank you for your
.org.
And I would just say thank you for your contribution. We don't give enough credit to the wives and families of our service people as well.
Well, thank you very much. It's honestly my pleasure.
Mm. Shana, thanks again. We will. You too. We'll see you all next year.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Shana Smith. She is the current reigning Miss Southern California. And you can find out more about Project Gratitude at www.gotyourbacknetwork.com. www.thehostessmusic.org, and we are running through this hour, and we have two amazing, fun, actually three guests that I'm going to bring on right now, all with us. We have the Justice League is with us tonight, Jed. Did you know that?
Oh, no. Here we go.
Yeah, we have...
ow!
We have Phil Gornai is with us, along with Harry Shade and Jacqueline Haddon. How are all of you doing tonight?
I'm going to let the lady go first.
Absolutely.
Oh,
my goodness.
I brought you all in at once, so, you know, but yeah, definitely. Jackie, please go first.
Wonder Woman is just wonderful tonight. I'm having a great time with my kids. It's been a great holiday season so far, so I'm doing really great.
Awesome.
All right, well, this is the Dark Knight being surrounded by all this snow, so it's not good for my undercover image. You can spot me in every snowbank in New York right now.
Yeah, you're having fun out there in Gotham right now, aren't you?
Oh, Philip.
So is the snow as bad as they say it is out there?
Yes, every inch of it. All 24, 26, 27 inches of it, absolutely. Mickey Mouse? I mean, Smitey Man. How's he doing?
Hey, man, I tell you what. I'm actually on Interstate 95 heading towards Savannah, Georgia, coming back north. Not really looking forward to it since you're telling me about 27 inches of snow in New York City. But I have to say, Phil, I love you, man, but better you than me.
He has a bad
cave. You got to see the looks on people's faces when I pull a shovel out of my utility belt. It's crazy.
Exactly. Batman with a shovel. Oh, wow.
Well, you know, it's kind of, well, I don't know if it's funny, but you guys had to cancel your show this week, Marvelous Mondays. And so this is kind of like a little mini Marvelous Mondays, would you say? You know, it's on
a little bit. The not so witty banter at the beginning of the show, yeah, we didn't get to do that.
Yeah, I tuned in and all I got was blank air.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
that's actually a benefit for some people around us. But I feel like I haven't heard from Jackie in like forever. Jackie, how the heck are you?
Hey, Daisy, Wonder
Woman.
What's going on? Let's talk about food.
Let's talk about food. I just had some crystal burgers, man. Sliders. Gotta love it.
Nice.
Burgers. Oh, my God. Michael?
Yeah, I'm not sure when we're going to start with our fitness guest in the beginning of the year, but it might have to be sooner.
I think it might be. It definitely might have to be sooner. And you know who I think we have with us as well, which I'm really kind of excited about? We have Maria, is that you?
It is.
Beautiful. Hi.
You made it. I had to bring her on.
Yay.
I'm coming into this blindly. You know, sometimes this time of the year, I just want to stress, and I kind of brought it up last time we had a show, Michael, and sometimes this time of year for people that are walking through some traumatic things, it's the worst time of the year. And crisis calls come up, and we have to deal with them. And I just want to send out a special prayer and a thought to all those that are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And sometimes it may look really, really bad, but as we all know, those of us who have walked through some pretty traumatic things, that sometimes we look at the mountains ahead of us as this huge thing we have to overcome. But we need to look behind us and look at all the mountains we've already crossed and to understand that they're just valleys sometimes. So I just wanted to say that. Hello, everybody. How is everybody doing?
Excellent.
Yeah. Well said, my dear. Well said.
Absolutely. Everyone's doing great except for Batman digging out of the snow.
You know what? I can't even go there. Okay, Jackie, you know we are living in La La Land here where it's beautiful today.
Yeah, you are in La La Land.
And it's like so sunny today. Not to rub it in, but we could have gone to the beach today, huh, Maria?
Not to rub it in.
Okay.
You mean not to rub in the suntan oil. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute. She's not telling you the truth. It has been pouring. It's been
not
wet.
Not today.
Okay, not today. but for the last week.
Not today.
I ran out of sympathy for people in warm weather countries, cities and states a long time ago.
I don't get it. I don't get how anybody would want to live in a place where you have to shovel snow. I mean, my gosh,
you lost control, Michael.
We think about ways.
I've totally lost control.
Some of the issues that some people are going through, and Maria's prayer is definitely right on point. I know how difficult it can be around this time of year as a dad, struggling at times, but working on his mindset so that it's no longer a struggle around this time of year.
Exactly.
You know? So I'll take snow. I'll take that. No problem, because I know that the season will change. And I think that's really the message, not to change the format at all in terms of all the laughter, but one of the reasons I wanted to get on the show was to express gratitude for what Mike is up to, Jed, and all of the people on this call, Jacqueline, Harry, and I, Maria, is that we're up to making changes in our lives so we can leave a path for people to make changes in theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's like shoveling some snow to make a path for my car to get into the driveway, then it really shouldn't be that much more difficult. If I could do that, I can do just about anything.
Yeah, very much so.
Well, real quick, I want to ask all of you, because we're blown into bringing on a few more people, and before this like really gets insane, what's your most memorable moment of 2010? And we'll start with Jackie. We'll go Jackie, then we'll go Phil, and then Harry.
Gosh, I really, my most memorable moments, there's so many of them, and it's really finally being able to make the decisions that I've needed to make and watching the difference that it's made in my life and the lives of others. And I can't really nail it to one because there's been quite a few, but I think it's just really been sticking to my beliefs and my dreams and just not looking back. And I want to continue that through 2011. But it's just my strong will to make a difference and knowing that I have. So I couldn't pin it on one thing. So mine is short and sweet.
Well, I was going to say that's a great number thing. So I love that one. So.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that I can put it into one moment.
Oh, come on, Phil.
No, I got to tell you, because I don't want to diminish how important it was for me to meet people offline that I met online. And I had I could just tick off a dozen names, and it's not that one was any better than the other, but encapsulated all, what it said to me was that, you know, this thing works. This thing called sharing authentically who you are in the world works. And, you know, we're on this radio show right now because we all made some little itty-bitty decision to make a positive impact. We didn't know what it was going to look like. I'm certain of it because I've had one-on-one conversations with each of you. So overall, how I look at this year is I could say that things have manifested from my thoughts that I thought and I wanted were good. And so I'm going to keep pressing on. I'm going to keep persevering, and I'm going to keep imagining, and I'm going to keep sharing, and I'm going to keep following my passion. I'm going to keep following where my heart tells me, do this and do this next thing and then do that next thing, because I don't have to know what it looks like. So today was that year where I could turn around and say, hey, it works, and you're working it. And so pat myself on the back a little bit, pat my friend Harry on the back a little bit, throw some love out there, and keep at it.
Amen.
Harry?
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of the same thing, Michael. I mean, first off, what I got to say is it's hard for me to pick one moment out of the year because every Monday I get to spend it with Phil. And, you know, that right there, every Monday that we do our show, something magical happens.
Right.
Every single Monday. Every guest that we've had, the people that we've met, the things that we do, and... You know, so that right there, we're talking about 52 moments, you know. And then, as Phil was saying, and to piggyback on that, getting to meet some of the people offline that were online, like Jackie, that the time in California was fantastic. Then I got to meet Truth on Earth and, you know, those types of things. And, you know, for me, that I can sum up the year in one word, and that was preparation.
Mm-hmm.
This year was a preparation year for the years to come. 2011 is going to be just such a phenomenal year that I'm not even sure I know how I'm going to handle it at this point. I've got my great friend Axel Meyerhofer, who's my business partner. We've got a bunch of projects going on. We got the project with you and Jed and Peggy and Phil and, you know, the names go on and Danielle that we're working on. Phil and I have got some great things that we're looking at doing in 2011. And just collectively, between us, it's going to be so phenomenal. Words cannot describe it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to really say how grateful I am to each and every one of you. Honored to be asked to be on this show today. Yeah, Phil and I didn't get our show in Monday, but, you know, we'll be back next week and go from there. But it's just a beautiful thing, and I love you all, and I'm looking forward to more and more greater things with all of you.
And real quickly, all of you, I just want to let you know that Peggy is in the chat room saying hello, too, and so is Cher. So they're all saying hello to all of you right now. And then also, I want to encourage our listeners, because we have a number of people who are on the who have called in, but I'm not sure if you want to ask a question. If you would like to ask a question of any of our guests, and I will try to keep them under control as best as possible, and they're being very good right now, so I appreciate it. But if you have a question for any of us and you've called in, please feel free to press the 1 button. That will let me know that you'd like to ask a question. And for those of you who are listening and would like to try to get in on this, you're welcome to try giving us a call at 347-857-3760 or drop a message right there on our chat room, which is pretty busy. We have a lot of people dropping in the chat room right now, too. And so right now, since I have the, I have 5 of us on right now, I'm going to bring on a couple more, because wouldn't it just be fun to have just a few more? So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let me say goodbye real quick, because, Mike, if you recall, I'm at bowling night, and
yes, I know you are.
Someone
wants to say hi to you, Phil, though, before you leave. I know you got to leave, but
okay.
Someone wants to say hi. All right?
Go ahead.
And right now we have Kiki Richardson and Noah Bonder on the radio as well. And I know they wanted to say hi, so I want to do that before you take off the bowl. So.
Okay.
Wow,
take it away.
Phil, you didn't want to even have any parts of us. Fine, go. Go. What do you do?
Oh, I'm Camilla.
We show up anyway.
Oh, I love y'all, and y'all know that you are the fertilizer to why Harry and I have had any kind of success.
Oh, my God. Here it goes. Oh, my God.
Wait, as sweet as you think that sounds, you just called me fertilizer. Have you smelled fertilizer?
Oh.
Better go bowl now, my friend.
Ooh, in the grand, I guess I should leave now. But in the grand scheme of things, to make great wine, it takes a lot of stuff that don't smell too good. But you guys are an aroma in my life. You are definitely not an odor.
Oh, an aroma.
Okay, yeah. Fertilizer is not an aroma. It's a stench. And I don't appreciate it. But you know what, Phil?
I love you.
I've been called worse things by better people.
Happy New Year. I love you all.
Right. If it wasn't for Phil, we all would not be connected today. I have to tell you that.
Maria, don't try to save him. He called us fertilizer. Yeah, really. I've been called a lot of things, but I've never been called that.
Well, it could have been worse.
I don't know how much more worse it could be to be called crap, but that's okay. That's all right.
Believe me, I've been called worse than that, so I know.
Right.
Oh my gosh,
right,
I love you so hard.
Michael, thank you for having us.
Thank you,
Kiki. I'm sorry, Michael, you never introduced us. I'm waiting for my introduction. I'm going to be quiet now.
Kiki. Michael.
Just so everyone knows,
Kiki.
I
can't hear you.
I'm working on it. You can't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
We're going to
okay,
introduce Kiki now.
Now. I know we are, and that's what I'm doing. Now that everybody's quiet, it's letting me get in I can't even talk now. A word in edgewise on my own show. With us now, and you can see what happens when you bring the Audacity Expert in to the discussion, is the Audacity Expert, Tanoaban, and also host of Playing Devil's Advocate. Kiki Richardson is with us as well. She's playing with us, and we have Jacqueline Haddon and Harry Shade are still with us, which they're going to drop off the line in a few minutes. But I wanted to give all of you a chance to just share and spend some time together, because everybody, what's great I love about the show and about all of you is we've gotten a chance to work with each other and spend time on each other's shows, getting to know everyone, and I really appreciate all of you being able to spend some time with us here tonight. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us, Michael.
Jackie, Harry, hi. We didn't get a chance to say hi. Love you guys.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. On behalf of Marvelous Mondays with Harry and Phil, we still love you too. I don't know what Phil was talking about, but hey, I'll try to straighten him out later.
Fertilizer.
I don't know how he came up with that one, but you know.
All right. I have a question for everybody.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. If there is one thing that you can say in the year 2010 that has inspired you to take you to a level that you didn't think that you could reach, what is that thing and how has it changed you? And Tanoa, let's start with you.
Wow, you would start with a doozy. Let me just say that from July of this year until now, my life has been turned upside down, inside out. I have been seriously, you know, on a move to, you know, I think like when you profess something to people all the time, you have to live it so that you can show them how to get through it. And I've been on a true test of resiliency. And I am so grateful for the ride that I've been on and for the strength that I had to, you know, to make it through. And I'll just say this really quickly for people who are listening. Everybody always says, be strong. You are born strong. You don't have to be strong. You are strong. What you have to be is resilient. So when things come your way, don't look to be strong, because just be who you are, but make it through, because that's your true test of character right there that shows you that you can have anything in this world. So 2010 was about me learning to be more resilient so that that can continue to be my booming message as we go forward. So 2010 taught me a lot, and I cannot wait for 2011 because I made it.
Amen. Kiki, how about you?
Well, how do you follow that? La-di-da.
No, yeah,
no
kidding.
No, actually.
I have a feeling you can, Kiki. I have a feeling you can.
The one thing, I don't know if I can say one thing, but I can say that what I have learned in 2010 is that, you know, I made a promise to everyone on my show at the very first year, the very first show of the year, which is that I would open myself up to be more vulnerable emotionally. And in doing so, I've allowed so many things into my life, and in that vulnerability, I stopped and taken the opportunity to do things that God, I didn't even realize that I was fearful about, but I actually did. And by doing that, you know, one of the people that I can say is instrumental and that I'm thankful for in 2010 is Tanoa. I mean, she pushed me and prodded me and made me stick to every goal that I set with her, and one of them was actually writing my book. You know, people talk about doing it all the time, but I actually did it. And when she's talking about the resiliency, I can say the pushback, the criticism, the everything that I've gotten in light of releasing the book, that, you know, The Other Woman Code of Conduct, it has taught me a lot about myself, the ties that bind, and just stick through it and don't have such a thin skin. So that's one of the things that I've learned in 2010.
Lovely. Jacqueline, how about you?
For me, it's really been being able to let go of things that were holding me back and really step out completely free of any of the weights or any of the limiting mindsets that went with what I needed to walk away from. So it's just really been a lot of freedom.
Lovely. Michael, I don't know who else is on with us. Who else is on?
We have Harry still with us, and Jed, and you and me.
Jed, how about you?
You know, I have to say that for me, authenticity and getting real with Jed was probably the most powerful thing for me. There's lots of shifts, lots of changes, huge, huge movement in my life. 2010 will go down as a pivotal point in my lifetime, and it's all about getting authentic.
Michael, what about you?
Well, there are so many things that I could say for this year, but you know, I think I'm gonna do one thing. I'll pick one thing that was a big thing for me, and that was competing in my first triathlon back in August. End of August, I made a commitment to myself that it was something I was going to do. I was going to compete in this triathlon, and the training was crazy, and everything I went through to do it was crazy. And then the event itself, there was numerous times, especially right at the beginning, I wanted to quit. And made it through. I didn't quit. I kept going even when my body said no. That was really a very important thing for me because it showed me, it opened up a lot of realms of possibility of what more I can do that I realized if I focus on it, there's so much more that I could do, and that was just a first step. So that was a really amazing thing for me.
Very good. And who else was on, Michael?
Harry.
Harry, what about you?
You know, I think it's going to come back to the word I said earlier was preparation. I think, you know, being prepared in so many different ways. Number one, just kind of having your ducks in a row. But number two, being prepared to accept all the good things that come your way and to recognize what they are, who they are, whether they're people, places, things, whatever it is. That you have, you know, again, one of my things is I'm too blessed to be stressed, and that really just came to the forefront all the time this year for me. And, and part of it was just being prepared to accept those things, and then to step into whatever opportunities were presenting themselves, and being prepared to move those things forward, and all of that. I mean, I just, you know, continued growth throughout the year was all because of preparation.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to answer that question, too. And there's been quite a few things after the death of my brother-in-law last year, which was we pulled the plug on him on December 14th, and he finally did pass away on December 26th. I put the nonprofit on hold, and I made some pretty life-changing choices. And I allowed some people into my life, and this past year I've allowed all of you into my life. And I'm sitting here in my space, but I see all of you guys on the other end of that space, and you are all like lifelines to me. And I am so grateful for this past year and being able to meet all of you and knowing that you are a lifeline for me. And some pretty significant people came into my life a year ago tonight, and that has also been life-changing. And Michael, thank you for this opportunity again to be able to do what it is that I'm called to do, and that is to raise the volume and make people aware that anybody that hurts your child is pretty 92% of the people that hurt your children are people that you have invited into your home. And I want everyone to understand that it's happening, and we need to stop it. And the only way we can do it is by opening our mouths and talking about it, and you give me a platform that allows me to do that. So, Michael, thank you so much. And everybody else, thank you so much for being in my life. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, we love you too, Maria.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, I don't know how do we follow that up, everybody.
Say goodnight, Michael. Not
well, here's
yeah.
The great thing. And a lot of you don't understand the healing journey of someone who goes through child sexual abuse, but all the little girls inside of me are jumping up and down right now because, wow, how great is this that I get to talk to you, all of you, and you're all here with me. And wow, what a great year this has been, and I cannot wait for 2011.
Amen.
Absolutely.
I can't agree with you more. And, you know, we're getting towards the end of the show. We're going to go a few... Yeah, we're gonna go a few minutes over time. And what's great now is all of our live streaming listeners can keep listening because we are premium members and we can go over now. So this is a nice little change too. So we'll go a couple minutes over, but not too much, because I want to give a last chance for we'll do Harry and Jackie. If you could just tell us a little bit again how people can get a hold of you, and also, you know, if you have a last thought for 2010 and anything you'd like to say about 2011 or encourage our listeners for 2011, that would be great. So, Jackie, would you like to start that?
Sure. My website is Jacqueline at JacquelineHaddon.com. And, you know, for me, starting off 2011, I made a Facebook post, and it's really, I love the book, The Four Agreements, because it really does set you in the right mindset. It's so from the heart, and it really is, it's so deep. And if you really follow it, it can really be just the perfect kickoff for 2011.
Awesome. The Four Agreements, right?
Yes, by Ruiz, Don Miguel Ruiz.
Don Miguel Ruiz.
Don Miguel.
Yeah.
Great book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Harry, got so many people. Jess, if you know that spelling, can you post it in the chat room because we have a number?
I can, I will, you bet. Let me go back there.
Book. Everybody wants to check out that,
so. I have it right here in front of me.
Harry.
Thanks, Tanella.
Yes. Yes, Mike.
He did it anyway. Same question for you. Where can people find you? And also 2010, a last thought of 2010 and what you're looking for in 2011, any advice you can give our listeners for kicking 2011 off the right way.
Sure. Well, you can find Phil and I both at marvelousmondays.info or on Facebook at facebook.com/MMFans. We are going to be creating our own website coming up at as a lot of people know or may not know, we're actually part of Vivid Life Radio. So if you want to find us, it's blogtalkradio.com/VividLife-radio. Again, I'm going to go back to preparation. And one of the things that I want to end with on that is the fact that I've been preparing myself for a long, long time for what's happening now. And what I can say to people is, you know, sometimes, you know, we still live in this instant gratification world. And, you know, a lot of times things take time, but it's well worth the journey. I've grown. I've learned a lot. I've made fantastic friends. I'm surrounded by beautiful people like Tanoa and Kiki and Jackie and Maria and Jed and yourself, Phil. I've prepared for this for a long, long time, and I'm going to be reaping the rewards of it in 2011. The one thing I can say, though, going into 2011 for people is forget, you know, what you do on New Year's Eve. Everybody's talking about the resolutions and all that stuff. Don't do resolutions. Make goals. Literally sit down, put them down on paper, put a timeline to them, put action steps together and make yourself and hold yourself accountable to these goals. You know, goals are dreams with deadlines. And that's what you need to do. Forget the resolution stuff. Be serious about it. You want to do something, write it down, record it, and then be accountable and responsible for it. So thank you very much, Michael. Everybody, love you all. I'm going to check out now because I don't know how long I'm going to have my signal here and down in Georgia. So take care. Happy New Year's to everybody, and we'll talk to you later.
Harry, thanks so much for joining us on the Expressway.
No
Hi,
problem.
Harry.
The Expressway of
Life. Hi, Harry.
Bye, everybody.
Come see me here in Georgia. Come see me.
Bye, Harry.
Bye, Jed. Bye, Kiki.
Bye, Harry.
Bye.
Bye, John Boy.
Bye, Tanoa. Take care, everybody.
Harry, I'll call you tomorrow. I've got to ask you something.
Michael, we're going to go over, correct?
Yeah, we're going to go over. We're already over. So I want to take those same questions to and Jackie, thank you so much for joining us. I really, really appreciate you spending your time with us tonight, too.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. It was an honor. Thank you.
And you're welcome to stick around, too. I was going to just take those same questions to Noah and Kiki. To Noah?
I agree.
For a minute.
Make them answer.
For a minute, I thought you forgot my name.
Make them answer it.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the questions, though?
Oh, no.
Oh, where can people...
We don't repeat nothing.
Jed.
What? I'm just messing with her. Oh, my goodness.
I know you are. See, he's getting me off stride. I gotta do better at that. Staying on stride, even
okay.
With
take
my,
me off the air.
My co-hosts are being a little crazy. No, I won't do that, Jed. But the question was, where can our listeners find out more about you? A last thought about 2010 and a note of encouragement or a thought for people to take forward in 2011.
Okay. You can find more about me at www.tonoabond.com, TONOABOND.com, or theaudacitycoach.com. I also have a book coming out, 1/11/11. It's called Audaciously You. It's a book of daily affirmations to help you live a bigger, better, and bolder life. And you can find out more about that book at BeBoldDaily.com. One thing I want to say, I'll piggyback a little bit. And Cher just posted in the chat room. I forgot. I'm going to be on her show on Thursday. Coach Cher Till under Blog Talk Radio. But, you know, one thing I want to comment off what Harry said when he said, you know, don't make resolutions, set goals. One of the things that I always say to people is, you know, don't set resolutions, but, you know, become determined to have a resolute life. You know, if you're looking at your life and, you know, you set these resolutions, if you're like me, like most of us set these resolutions and they last 3 days or 3 hours or 3 minutes, you know, and it's over. And then we spend the next 364 days waiting for the day when we can set these resolutions again and start over, because we spend the rest of the year forgetting about the fact that we have dreams, goals, and aspirations, and we allow life to come to us as it wants to come. You know, but become determined that you want to have the life that you're destined to live, and sit down and write out what that is, write out your plan, and make it happen. And, you know, I know Maria mentioned something earlier, but just quickly I want to, two things I wrote on my Facebook post that kind of tie into what Maria was saying earlier about when you look at your life, and a lot of people are looking at their lives and they're looking at what they're going through and they're looking at these mountains and they're thinking, oh my gosh, like I can't go, you know, through that mountain. And it's not about looking ahead of you freaking out, but it's about looking back behind you and saying, you know, what you've made it through, and knowing that if you can make it through that, that you can make it through anything. I posted a quote earlier by Richard Bach, and it says, I gave my life to become the person I am right now. Was it worth it? You know, and I like to tell people all the time, and I want you guys to carry this into 2011, you know, when you look at your life, instead of looking at it with shame or, you know, looking at it and wondering, like, should you feel dishonored or being embarrassed to tell someone your story, wear your stripes on your sleeve and let people know what you've been through, because you made it through it, which means you have every right to be where you are, and you have every right to have the things that you want to have, because life is not fair. If you woke up today saying, well, y'all don't understand, life is supposed to be fair, no, it's not. It's not supposed to be fair. But like Albert Einstein said, you know, if there are rules to the game, and you better learn how to play the game better than anybody else if you want the things that you want to have. So wake up to your life, look at the things that you've gone through, and realize that if you made it through that, you know, and when we tell people our stories and people get so affected by our stories, we all have a story, you know, but share your story and realize that your story made you the strongest person that you are, and you have so much resolve on the inside of you, and that's where the resolute life comes from. You know, resolve that you're going to continue to live and push forward and do yourself some justice and honor because of everything that you went through. So do not allow 2011 to be another three-day goal session, you know, but have the life that you were destined to have, live the dreams that you were destined to live, and if you need some help, there are so many coaches on the line, you know, but you can look me up at TanoaBond.com.
This is perfect. Okay, since we're going into overtime and since we have these amazing coaches on the line, Michael, can I ask a couple questions?
Can I do mine? Because I got to get out of here.
Okay,
Tanoa,
actually, is this for you? Are you
Maria,
do you have
Maria,
to leave?
Maria, Kiki's got to run, so I want to let her answer the question before she's got to go.
Okay, go.
Okay, first of all, she was off and running. She was off to the races. Okay, listen, for anybody who wants to find me, you can find me at kikirichardson.com. That's KIKIRichardson.com. Or you can catch me every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time here on Blog Talk Radio by going to blogtalkradio.com/playingdevil'sadvocate. If you want to get a copy of my book, The Other Woman Code of Conduct, with every other woman to know and men too, you can go to theotherwomancode.com. And the advice that I would give someone going into 2011 has always been my mantra: never apologize for being you, because one day your life is going to flash before your eyes. Make sure it's worth watching. So live every day to the fullest. Know who you are. Learn who you are. And do not apologize for it, and move forward in it. And that's all I have to say.
Yes. Did that so quickly, Kiki.
Hey, got to keep it succinct. I'm standing outside in the cold in Georgia talking to you guys. I have been in California for 12 years, and I'm dealing with 30-degree weather in Georgia, but I will do it. I will do it for you in the snowbank. That's what I'm doing right now for you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Kiki. I really appreciate you joining us, going a few minutes over time. I really, really appreciate it. Thanks so much for being on. You have a show tomorrow night. You're going to be kind of talking about 2010 too. So everybody needs to check it out tomorrow night at 11 p.m.
Yeah, we're doing a spin on 2010. We're doing our favorite moments on the show and the craziest things of 2010 that we remember.
Awesome, awesome. Check it out. Thank you so much, Kiki. I appreciate you being on, as always.
Thank you guys so very much. Tanoa, I love you very dearly, and I'm glad you were a big part of my 2010. I'm glad all of you were in some way, shape, or form. And I got to go because I'm freezing. I think I got frostbite.
Whip.
You're from Chicago. Represent. Man, I'm a fudge sipper right now.
Here we go.
I'm in the chocolate fudge sickle out here right now. All right, y'all. Love y'all so much, Lucas. And I hope for all of you guys that you have a wonderful 2011. If I don't get a chance to talk to you personally, individually, before Saturday, I love y'all much. And don't go into 2011 not knowing it.
We love you, Kiki.
Love you, Kiki. Love you, baby.
Check her out every Wednesday night here on Blog Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, on Playing Devil's Advocate. Please check her show out, and you can find out more about her at kikirichardson.com. Now, Maria, you had a question. I want to make sure that at the same time that Jackie's still available, too, for whatever question that you have. So go ahead.
Well, we have some amazing coaches on the line, and I want to kind of capitalize on that for a moment, because what I'm learning, and I've been doing some research for our new dating segment for next year, Michael, and what I'm learning, and a question that I have for our coaches is, when you are a strong woman and you have gone through some things in life that are not what you would call quote-unquote normal, and you are not just a woman who's gone through it, but you're actually somebody who is an advocate for it. How do you overcome the obstacles that are being placed before you with men that are coming into your life, especially if you are single? Who would like to approach that question?
Yeah, who wants that one?
I'll go first. I mean, you know, one of the things, and it's always, you guys already know that when I do coaching, it's always tough love. It's not tough love because I want to embarrass the person, but it's tough love because when you start out in a tougher way and you ask those tough questions, you force people to face their truth a little sooner. And
absolutely,
I'll just make this distinction really quickly.
Their truth. Let's stop real quick, Tanoa, and let people understand that when you're walking we need to have that. So at this level, I need it, so give it to me.
Well, you know, there's a distinction that needs to be made. There's a fact and there's truth. and they are not the same thing. A fact is something that happened. Truth is what your life script has told you is supposed to be. So a fact, the fact is, you know, that whatever happened to you happened. But the truth is how you see it through the lens in which you see the world. You know, so a lot of times we carry that lens around and we forget. Like, you know, like sometimes when you go out in the sun and you have on regular glasses, you have to put on your sunglasses. But then when it's dark, you take your sunglasses off and you put on regular glasses so you can see. But a lot of times, a lot of us, we don't change our lens. So we're walking around in the dark with these sunglasses on and we're bumping into things on purpose because we refuse to take the lens off so that we can see better. It happened to us. We've all had some really tough, bad things that have happened to us in our lifetime. You know, but for women who've gone through some type of sexual abuse and when a man comes around, we have to decide when we want to take off the lens. You know, like a woman has to decide, okay, I'm going to take these glasses off because this lens does not apply to every person. And the fact that I'm continuing to use this same lens to see everybody is my choice because that's the truth that I'm living in. The fact is that it happened. But the truth is the feelings that I invoke every time I see a man, and I'm choosing to have those feelings because every feeling that I have is my choice. So for a woman out there, the only thing I can say to you is, you know, we have to practice the feelings that we want to have. I was talking to an ex-client earlier today, and we were doing a catch-up session, and I was talking about, excuse me, I'm getting over a cold, but we were talking about emotions. And emotions are those tricky things, right, because a lot of people don't want to deal with them. But emotions govern our behavior, so we have to deal with them. But one thing, you know, that has been weighing heavily on my mind for another book that I'm writing soon is, you know, we all have an emotional payoff that happens. You know, so whatever situation that we're in and whoever we're talking to or whatever we're dealing with, because of our truth, we're looking for some emotional payoff to show us that we were right. The subconscious mind wants to be right. It doesn't want to be, it believes it's protecting us by being right. So if you believe in the back of your mind that every man, and not you personally, Maria, but I'm talking to every woman, but if you believe in the back of your mind that every man come up against is going to do the same thing to you that some other man did to you, then your subconscious mind is looking for it to be right, which means you're going to place yourself in a position to get the emotional payoff that you need so that you can prove to yourself that you were right and that he's this, you know, stalker, perverted man that, you know, you imagine him to be when he probably isn't, which is why I said, and I'll wrap this up, change the lens. So going into 2011, change your lenses. Take your lenses off, change your lenses. Take off the sunglasses, you're in the light. That's all I can say.
Yeah,
it's
a whole new show for us to do. So, Jackie, couple thoughts, and we're going to get out of here. Jackie?
Wait, I think you wrapped up with her.
I was on mute. That's okay. Go ahead. Noah did a beautiful job with that, but I really think that, you know, I agree with you, Tanoa, and it's, you know, you set up in your mind what you're going to experience, whether it's real or not. Your subconscious has a huge part in what happens in your mind. So I love the way you put that, Tanoa. And I'm trying to make a short sweet so we can get out of here.
No, I can't agree. No, I don't want to cut you short, Jackie. I just, you know, this is just like, this is a whole show, you know, for you to go into. And the point of it,
Michael, is we've got some incredible coaches on the line with us. And for those listeners out there that need an extra little bit of encouragement, I want you to really understand that these women are incredible. And if you don't know who they are, please check out their websites and know that they are incredible. And I encourage you to check them out.
I totally agree 100%. And Jed, too. I mean, you know, we're leaving out Jed here, too.
It's all good. It's all good.
Jackie, Kiki, Jackie, Tanoa, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I really, really appreciate your time and your friendship. It's been a great year. I've met both of you this year, and I feel like I've known you for absolutely ever. And so it's just it's been a great experience, and I love having the opportunity to do the show, to meet people, and to go, wow, I've known you for forever, and so it's exciting to have those opportunities, and I really appreciate you joining us tonight on the holiday season. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. And Maria.
Thank you, Maria. Thanks, Jed. Miss you,
Jed.
Happy
holidays. We rock, all of us. We rock.
With that, I want to encourage all of our listeners. I want to give just a few minutes to you for Maria and Jed to have any last thoughts of 2010. Before we take off, I want to encourage all of our listeners, join us next week, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. We will be doing Make 2011 Your Best Yet. We've got a couple of great individuals in Sherry Fitness and Julie Upton. We're going to have a couple other guests who will be joining us, too. We're going to be talking about really making those New Year's resolutions hit and work for you. And not only just the resolutions, but making your 2011 just an incredible start. And that was interesting. So please join us again next week. T and Jackie, thanks so much. We will talk again with both of you so soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
See
ya.
You
guys later.
Love you both.
So, Jed, any last thoughts that you have for, real quickly, people can find out about you and any last thoughts you have for 2010?
You can catch me at jed@jedray.com, J-E-D at J-E-D-R-E-A-Y.com. And, you know, I think I'm glad, Maria, that you brought this topic up at the end. Because I think it's time for us all to realize that we all wear the same skin, we all have the same heart, and we're all looking in the same direction. And we need to treat one another as if we're brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, of the same skin, of the same, we are the same people. And we need to begin treating one another that way. And I'm just grateful to be a part of, just a part of this relationship. I can't begin to thank both of you enough for everything that you've done for me. 2010 is going to go down as I'm not going to spend a lot of time focusing on it because it's a story, but I can say that it was a shifting year, and 2011 is going to be amazing.
Jed, thanks again so much for being here, for being our other co-host. I mean, you've always been there when I've needed someone to join me to fill in on the show and just to be, you know, a great friend. We joke with each other. A lot of people don't know this, but we always joke about each other being brothers from different mothers, and it's a totally true thing. So, Jed, thanks again for your friendship, and I can't wait to work with you more in 2011.
Yeehaw.
We will see you on the flip side. Maria, any last thoughts that you have for 2010?
2010. Like I said right earlier, we talked on the phone, Michael, and we're so different when we just chat on the phone, and I can't wait for next year and the whole difference of what the show is going to feel like, because it's going to be more of who we both really are, and I'm really excited about it because you've become such an incredible friend to me, and again, how we banter offline and when we're not on the air is so amazing, so I can't wait for next year. And again, just like I said earlier, thank you so much for this platform that you've given me. And I have a lot to say, and you've allowed me to take this last few 9 months of my life and kind of put my toe in the water to see what it's like to really open my mouth and allow the women around me who I have chosen to elevate to also have a microphone and a place to raise the volume. So I really appreciate it. And on a personal note, you know that this is an incredible time for me. And last year, a lot of changes and a lot of choices were made on this night. And some, like I said, some incredible people have come into my life. And as you know, some really important people that I thought were important, I've had to choose to delete them from my life, and it's been extremely difficult. And, of course, my time that I spent in Greece, I am utterly missing my family so deeply in Greece right now, and I cannot wait to return. But, Michael, when I do, we're going to air this show from there and start the Falling in Love segment that we're going to do that I'm looking forward to. So thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity. And, again, your friendship is priceless. And I only wish you nothing but success for the new years, my friend.
Well, thank you, Maria. It's going to be awesome. I am looking forward to doing it. And I hope to, you know, I'd like to make a goal to go there with you to Greece and do this show live from there with the both of us there. I think that'd be a real exciting thing to do, and let's make a goal to do that next year. I want to thank you again, of course, just like you said, for all that you've done, for being there to listen to me, to help me out anytime I need it, to being a great co-host, and really bringing your energy and your insight into the show. It's really important, and you've done an amazing job, and I'm so blessed to have you as a co-host. I'm blessed to have everybody who's in my life who has supported me, continues to support me, support the show, all of our listeners. We can't thank you enough. December has been amazing. We have had a major increase in listenership. It continues to increase. All of you are out there. Really, I appreciate everything that you do to listen to us and bring us into your life for an hour. Or this week, an hour and 20 minutes every week. It's amazing to me that you're there. I so appreciate it. And please spread the word. We're out here every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. We're going to be starting off the new year. We're going to start to see some new changes, some great new changes, a lot of fun. We're going to add some new elements to the show, and I am so excited for 2011. Maria, you ready to kick 2011 off? Let's go. Let's do it. You ready? Yeah, I think we're all ready. So everyone, thank you so much. We will see you all next year in 2011 on Anything But Ordinary Radio.
Don't you dare.